Sometimes I look at the clouds in the sky and it takes my breath away. The moment the light refracts through the atmosphere, changing everything in an instant. It's a reminder that even in the most ordinary moments, there's something extraordinary waiting to be noticed. Today, we're talking about how to find those moments more often. How to switch off the autopilot and open yourself to the possibility that's always there. It can be as simple as noticing one action today and saying to yourself, "You're doing okay, keep it up," and then let curiosity play its role. Even one small moment like that changes the view, and somehow everything feels a little bit better, even in the darkest moments. Let go, step back, notice and explore. Without pressure, without judgment, this is where possibility begins. Let's create a moment of space, a pause, a breath, a little time to refresh the brain's oxygen. Just 1 second, and where we can stop and not race to the next thing. That tiny space is enough to just be, and it will flick the autopilot to off. Now, it's allowing any emotion or reaction to subside and letting the inner balance return. From here, we're no longer just rushing. We're learning to glide. We've created a present moment, and that's where change begins. Now we can see the magic working by noticing what's happening around us and inside us. In the space that we've created, what do you see? Hear, feel, or sense right now. Small details, the sound of your breathing, the light around you, your feet on the floor, the support of a chair, the air around you. Simply naming them and letting them be in the moment. By doing this, we're giving ourselves permission to step out of automatic mode, to be awake and present to the moment, and start seeing the greater possibility. Now that we're noticing, naming, and allowing ourselves to be present, let's invite our best buddy into the moment. Now we can start hearing our self-compassion voice. It's like a best friend, the one who's steady, kind, and won't let us down. You may have noticed how the self-critic can be louder at times and doesn't allow the self-compassion voice in. In this moment, we're giving another voice some space. Notice how the voice feels in your body. Maybe it softens tension, opens your chest, or eases your shoulders. Notice too how it creates a little space for curiosity, a gentle question. What's possible here if I stay present? No need to answer or analyze, just notice the invitation. Together we're learning to give ourselves permission to be here fully, with kindness, and see what emerges naturally. Now that we've heard our best buddy and softened the self-critic, let's notice one small possibility right here, right now, seeing there's more than one direction. It might be looking at an object near you, or imagine it from a different angle, or saying it in a way that you don't usually consider. Or simply use this approach to consider another small detail around you. Now breathe, absorb the experience, and just let it hang there for a moment. In this moment, a pause can show how presence and curiosity can be our guide. Savor the moment. Let your self-compassion validate it. Try different scenarios and see the possibilities grow. Remember that light that we noticed at the start, how it changed everything in an instant? Even in the middle of chaos, possibilities exist, just like that light finding its way through the clouds. Take one moment today where you can move from autopilot thinking to doorways of possibility, and see what opens when you give yourself that space. For now, carry the sense of curiosity, presence, and self-compassion with you, because it belongs to you.